Okay, have y'all got your Bible studies there? All right. Okay, so we've done this a couple of times. So you, yeah. Well, it gets everybody participating. Yeah. So what we do is we'll read, and if you get to where you're down here and you're reading one of the questions, everybody's responsible to answer it, not you because you read it. So no pressure, and you don't have to be a Bible expert. It's just what you think. This is what popped into my head, preacher. So, sorry. All right. So, let's start reading some over here at this table. Joyce, you want to read the first one? Okay. Yeah. Well, she gets to do a longer one. Yeah. You know, we should follow that up with a yee-haw. Gosh. Woo. I'm going to have to start carrying rocks in my pocket. Keep me on the ground. Wow. Okay, Lizzie, you want to do a... Oh, wow. You know, so many people think they have revoked the blessing. So no. Bible says that he has not revoked the blessing and he won't revoke the blessing. You just get yourself back in there and start thanking God it belongs to you and you have inherited a blessing. Get that faith activated and in operation. We used to say put it on 78 RPM. Does anybody know what that means anymore? I know what that means. It's not a 45. It's a 78. And before there was 45, what was there? 33. Yep. There you go. Okay. Next, let's see. Who else at this table wants to read? Volunteer? Paula? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Now, y'all remember the law that came down with Moses, that Moses brought down the mountain? It was on tablets of stone. So it was an external law. And the ones that he's working on, this new covenant that he established, is what? Written upon hearts. I might be already answering these questions, so we better hold off a minute. Okay, so let's go over here. Jason, you want to do number one there? Okay, so remember, it's always answered up here somewhere when I ask a question. So you don't have to pull these out of the air or your imagination. So what is it in looking at Ephesians? Okay, what's the limit? Every spiritual blessing. You name it, it belongs to you. If it's a blessing, it belongs to you. If it's a curse, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to somebody else that doesn't realize. You know, there is a curse in the earth, but for all those that realize that they can have this blessing and live in it, and their family can be protected by it and get all these benefits, well, you're special because you found out. I like to say, what if you found out that everybody that went down to the grocery store could just fill up your cart and it's all free? Now, some of you might say, well, I'm not going down there. I don't believe that. Okay, if you don't believe it and you don't go down there, you won't get it. But if you believe it and you get in your car, you drive down there, and by faith you open the door, you're a little bit embarrassed, like, Is this really true? You walk in, sure enough, it's true. There's people pushing their shopping carts around, putting all those blessings in their cart. Yeah, put that steak in there. Yeah. Lobster. Now I'm getting hungry now. What do we have for dinner today? Steak and lobster?
Peanut butter.
Hey, I like peanut butter. Yeah. A little jelly. I'll get that oatmeal. Put several of them in my basket. Okay, y'all quit being so silly. Let's go on. All right, so number two. Who wants to read that? David, over here. Okay. Fruit of your womb is blessed. Your grain, wine, oil. Your car will never run out of gas. No, that's not. Well, I wish that was one of them. Yeah. What? Increase your herd. Okay. And how about blessed above all peoples? Yeah, have you ever looked around and saw that some people had something you didn't have? Got a little bit jealous, maybe a little bit covetous of your next door neighbor? Yeah. So, yeah. No, no. Hey, listen. They don't have more than you have. You will be blessed above all people no matter what kind of car your neighbor drives or how big of a house he has. Doesn't matter. You're blessed above all other peoples. He might be one of those. She might be one of those that's blessed above all others, see? So we're not talking about things so much, although God does bless you with things. I mean, there are physical blessings. They're not all spiritual, just floating around up there. There's also physical blessings. And they're listed right there. That's pretty physical. Fruit of your ground, grain, wine, and oil. Increase of your herds. And the land. Don't forget the land. Forgot he swore to give you. Blessed above all peoples. So, sometimes in your prayers, make those kind of declarations. All right, so Lord, I just thank you that I'm blessed above all peoples. That's what I am. It's not what I'm going to be. See, sometimes we take all of our blessings that the Bible talks about and we say, oh, that's going to happen when I go to heaven. But none of these blessings are about going to heaven. They're about what we have, what's already been given. Thank you, Lord. It already belongs to me. And I'm going to connect with it with my faith. Yeah. See, faith is what causes you to put the car, a key in the ignition in the morning and start your car up. If you didn't have faith, your car would start. Would you go out there anyway? You'd go, thing hadn't run in years. Why go out there and put the key in the ignition? But if you believe it, which we do, I bet every one of you believed it would work this morning. You activated your faith, started that car up, came down here to church. All right, let's do number, is it three? Art, do you want to do one? Number three. Okay. Oh, that's important. We need to know the basis. Okay, it was the covenant he made, which means it was initiated by who? God. Okay. Remember my definition of grace, which means three words. God did it. God did it. So when it came to the covenant with Abraham, for instance, God did it. Such an easy answer. All right. Based on, God did it. Based on what? Okay. Yeah. And it doesn't exactly say it with these words in here. But the basis is God wanted to do it. So in other words, there wasn't anything in us that made us attractive to God to where he said, oh, y'all are so well behaved and you're so good looking and attractive and gifted. You know, and mind, there's a good one. And you mind me so well, so obedient. I'm going to do something really nice for you in reward. No, no. You know, Abraham wasn't really all that obedient. He got out of line a few times, but he never stopped believing God's promise. There you go. So we get out of line sometime too. Just don't stop believing God's promise. Don't exclude yourself from what God wants to give you. It's his decision. He wants to do it. Don't exclude yourself. Okay, so did we answer that? So the basis is God wanted to do it. How did we get them? Well, it's the C word. I think Jason said it a while ago.
What? Covenant.
Covenant. Well, why does it have to be a covenant? Yeah, it's a two-way street. Okay. So God made the covenant with Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Okay. In the Old Testament, there was blood involved, which you look at the ancient civilizations of the world, whenever they would make a covenant, there was blood involved. It might have been a sheep, a goat, and sometimes they even cut themselves and mingled their blood together and then put it in some wine and would drink it as a covenant with this other tribe so that there would, Dot says, I don't want to do that. Well, hey, this cup that we drink, it's the blood. Say, well, it represents the blood. Yes, it does. We're not drinking blood, but it reminds us that Jesus' blood was the blood of the covenant. So there has to be blood involved. So anyway, that's a long story, and it's all really good, and it's all really pertinent. But the answer is the C word, which is he did it through covenant. And in a covenant, it's always the greater that makes a covenant with the lesser. Okay? So it's the greater that dictates the terms of the covenant. The lesser doesn't dictate any terms. He doesn't say, well, now here's my terms. No, Abraham didn't have any terms. It was all God because he's the greater. But they were pretty good terms, so Abraham just said, I believe I will. Thank God he did. And thank God that those blessings are extended all the way down through the eons of time, all the way to us. Those blessings are still in effect. Because we have the faith, the same faith that Abraham had. He said, I believe I will. And when you say, I believe I will, you open the door to all those blessings. Okay, number four. Over here at this table, let's do a few over here. Okay, Debbie?
Is there a way to block the blessings of God? How so?
What do y'all think?
Yeah.
What? Okay, it's kind of a yes and no. Okay, we know God wants to. And it's not based on our worthiness. But Loretta said, yes, you can by what? Not receiving. How else would you put it? Your choice? You said, no, I don't believe it. All right, that can cut you off. Why? Because God does not impose his blessings. If you want them, okay. If you don't want them, okay. If you've got everything you need, then fine. Which is what the devil told Adam and Eve. Say, hey, y'all've got everything. You don't need God. You've got everything you need. You can control your own destiny without God. It's called self-fulfillment. Yeah. Okay, so you can say no to God, and God says, okay, fine, I'll go find somebody else. Right, right. He doesn't slam the door in your face. You slam the door in God's face. Yeah. That's a good one. I like it. Okay. Number five. Okay, Dot. I mean, how many times a day, how many times a week, how many times in a year do we fail? All right. Not doing everything we know to do. We failed. We haven't done what is right. Maybe we were a little bit slow in forgiving someone, overlooking an injury, things like that. Now, it's important that we take care of it because here's what happens. Unforgiveness kills your faith because you're not going to be able to believe God when you know you're in willful disobedience. It's like saying, God, even though I'm not going to obey you, I still want you to bless me. See, God can overlook your sins, but he can't overlook rebellion. He can't overlook you slamming the door in his face and saying, I don't want to have anything to do with you or your blessings. Because God's going to say, okay, I want you to have my blessings, but here's how they work. Even though you're imperfect and you fail, God's word doesn't fail. Yeah, that's good to remember. And just go ahead and confess to God, today, Lord, I failed. But thank you that your covenant is still in effect and I'm still your child. How about when you look at your family, how many times has your children failed you? All right. Yeah, you give them mercy, you give them grace, you give them forgiveness. And here's the thing, they're still your children, no matter how many times they fail. Well, that's the way it is with our Heavenly Father. We're still His children. Yeah. But don't you love it when your children might come back and crawl up in your lap and say, I'm really sorry. Sorry, Papa. That's what Lexi says. Sorry, Papa. Sorry, Mimi. So, boy, it doesn't take you but an instant to get right back in there with your kids, and that's the way it is with God. Okay, number five. Rita, are we on six? Oh, yeah, six. All right. Okay, now we talked about the old, right? And here's the neat thing about the Abraham's covenant. Did you know that's still in effect? The new covenant didn't cancel out the old one. It incorporated it and went beyond. That's the neat thing about the blood, the covenant we have through the blood of Jesus. It went so far beyond that old covenant that it is eternal. Think of that. It'll never stop. It won't be surpassed later. So it takes everything that God promised to Abraham, plus what Jesus promised to his believers, and those that would put their faith and trust in him, and faith in that blood. It's in effect. It's eternal. It is ongoing. All right, so name some of them that we have under the new covenant. Just think of some of them. Healing, and that was also in the old one. Yeah, Jesus just fulfilled it. All right, name some others. Favor, salvation. There's plenty of them to go around, y'all. Just keep thinking. What? Go ahead, y'all. Forgiveness. Okay. Protection. How about the Holy Spirit? That's a promise of Jesus. That's in the new covenant. The Holy Spirit wasn't in the old one. It's in the new one. The presence of God continually. How about this? We can go directly to the throne of grace. Wow. Okay. That's right. Jesus' sacrifice once and for all. Hebrews explains that very clearly. Okay. How about this? Well, it kind of said it a while ago. It can never be broken. Because think of this. This new covenant, there was the old one between God and Abraham. This new covenant is between God and Jesus. The old covenant had to be renewed year by year because the people failed. And so they had to continually renew it. The priest would go in, make a sacrifice. He'd go into the temple, make a sacrifice. Everybody in the whole town is out there watching what's going on, because if he didn't do it right, then their sins weren't forgiven and they could get the from God. Ground open up. They didn't know what was going to happen if he didn't do that sacrifice right. Then when he did, though, he comes out and he goes, yes. Everybody goes, yay, we're covered. For how long? Another year. But when Jesus went into the spiritual temple and took his blood into the temple, just picture that. And Jesus comes out and goes, accepted. Then all of us stand up and cheer and go, yay. And it's good not for a year, not for 10 years, forever. It's done, complete. So there you go. Jesus did it. There you go. Grace again. Jesus did it. That's the grace of God. Okay, so did we do number 7? What is the base? Okay, well, we talked about it just then, though. So we already answered numbers. We already covered that. Let's go to number 8 then. Who hasn't? Kenny, you want to do one? Well, we talked about that too, didn't we? Because it's in Jesus' blood. So if somebody just stops you on the street and asks you that question, you're ready for it. Loretta, do you think they will? You would hope so. I doubt that they will. Say, hey, you're a Christian, aren't you? Yeah. I've always been wondering, how is the new covenant superior to the old covenant? Well, I've got the answer to that. It's in what? Eternal life. It's in Jesus' blood. Yeah. Covers all your sins. All your sins are forgiven. You're united with Christ. The relationship that Jesus has with the Father is the same relationship that you have with the Father. Is that a deal or what? Well, okay, I'll have to think that one over. Okay, we'll go think it over then. Come back, we'll talk about it some more. Because I'm not sure you're getting it, or you would just right then say, oh yes, I want that. All right, well, that's all good stuff. It's a good lesson for us. Take these home with us. I always tell people too, I said, if you ever are stuck or suddenly have to do a Sunday school lesson, there you go. Because what I say is, the person that leads this Bible study doesn't have to be a Bible expert. No, because you're dealing with these verses right here. And you can have discussion and get some good things going.